Chapter 4. Now Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit about the desert for 40 days, being tempted the while by the devil. And he ate nothing those days. And when they were completed, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, "If thou art the Son of God, command that this stone become a loaf of bread." And Jesus answered, "It is written, not by bread alone shall man live, but by every word of God." And the devil led him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And he said to him, "To thee will I give all this power and their glory, for to me they have been delivered, and to whomever I will, I give them. Therefore, if thou wilt worship before me, the whole shall be thine." And Jesus answered and said to him, "It is written, the Lord thy God shalt thou worship, and him only shalt thou serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If thou art the Son of God, throw thyself down from here, for it is written, he will give his angels charge concerning thee to preserve thee, and upon their hands they shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." And Jesus answered and said to him, "It is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." And when the devil had tried every temptation, he departed from him for a while. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and the fame of him went out through the whole country, and he taught in their synagogues and was honored by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And according to his custom, he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read. And the volume of Isaiah the prophet was handed to him. And after he opened the volume, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me, to bring good news to the poor he has sent me, to proclaim to the captives release and sight to the blind, to set at liberty the oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of recompense." And closing the volume, he gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were gazing on him. But he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And all bore him witness and marveled at the words of grace that came from his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" And he said to them, "You will surely quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure thyself.' Whatever things we have heard of as done in Capernaum, do here also in thy own country." But he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is acceptable in his own country. In truth, I say to you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elias, when heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, and a great famine came over all the land, and to none of them was Elias sent, but rather to a widowed woman in Sarepta of Sidon. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of Eliseus the prophet, and not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." And all in the synagogue, as they heard these things, were filled with wrath. And they rose up and put him forth out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, that they might throw him down headlong. But he, passing through their midst, went his way. And he went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. And there he was teaching them on the Sabbath. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. Now in the synagogue there was a man possessed by an unclean devil, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, Jesus of Nazareth? Hast thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace and go out of him. And when the devil had thrown him down into the midst, he went out of him without harming him at all. And amazement came upon all, and they discussed it with one another, saying, What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. And rumor concerning him went forth into every place of the region round about. But he rose from the synagogue and entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a great fever, and they besought him for her. And standing over her, he rebuked the fever, and it left her. And she rose at once and began to wait on them. Now when the sun was setting, all who had persons sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands upon each of them and cured them. And devils also came forth from many, crying out and saying, Thou art the Son of God. And he rebuked them and did not permit them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. Now when it was day, he went out and departed into a desert place. And the crowds were seeking after him, and they came to him and tried to detain him that he might not depart from them. But he said to them, To the other towns also I must proclaim the kingdom of God, for this is why I have been sent. And he was preaching in the synagogues of Galilee.